Charles Haddon Spurgeon, who lived from 1834 to 1892, was a Calvinistic cigar-smoking Baptist minister who, among other things, pastored the Metropolitan Tabernacle in London and wrote a so-called defense of Calvinism. Many in our day have no clue of his cigar smoking because we are only presented with a sanitized image of this man for the sake of selling his teachings to others. 100 years after his death, Spurgeon is still favorably quoted and much respected by the uninformed present-day church crowd. Though called by some the Prince of Preachers, he was far from it. It is his so-called defense of Calvinism which will be examined here. 9 points will be examined. 1. Charles Haddon Spurgeon shockingly declared, "Calvinism is the gospel and Arminianism is heresy." He said, quote, "And what is the heresy of Arminianism but the addition of something to the work of the Redeemer? Every heresy, if brought to the touchstone, will discover itself here. I have my own private opinion that there is no such thing as preaching Christ and Him crucified unless we preach what is nowadays called Calvinism. It is a nickname to call it Calvinism. Calvinism is the gospel and nothing else," unquote. Everyone who knows that the Bible does not teach Calvinism needs to be informed that Spurgeon believed that way. Before they are tempted to favorably quote this man as an authority in a sermon, article, private conversation, etc., for Spurgeon to declare Calvinism as a gospel and Arminianism as heresy immediately reflects his overall distorted understanding of the Scriptures. Proof of this statement will soon be shown. 2. Charles Haddon Spurgeon denied a basic scriptural truth about falling away taught by the Lord Jesus and further added that he abhors such a message. He said this, quote, "Nor can I comprehend a gospel which lets saints fall away after they are called and suffers the children of God to be burned in the fires of damnation after having once believed in Jesus. Such a gospel I abhor," unquote. Being a once-saved-always-saved proponent, Spurgeon would speak like that. Notice the contrast between what he taught and what the Lord Jesus taught. Jesus said in Mark 14:27-31 to his disciples, quote, "You will all fall away," Jesus told them, "for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee," Peter declared, "even if all fall away, I will not. I tell you the truth," Jesus answered, "today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourselves will disown me 3 times." But Peter insisted emphatically, "even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you," and all the others said the same, unquote. The KJV renders the words "fall away" in Mark 14:27 as offended, and the New King James translates this as stumble. It is the same Greek word found in Mark 4:17, and the same person of Luke 8:13, where both the KJV and the New King James use "fall away." These scriptures prove that the Lord's apostles or saints did fall away after they were called, with Peter disowning Jesus 3 times. Though the 11 apostles came back to the Lord, other children of God like Solomon and Saul turned away and never returned. Spurgeon, by his own admittance, abhors this scriptural truth. Remember this the next time you hear his name. Getting back to Luke 8:13, also remember that Jesus taught people fall away after they believe. In other words, it's impossible to fall away unless one first believes. This is Jesus' interpretation, and it is not open to another. Spurgeon can't comprehend a gospel which lets saints fall away after they have been called. But the real gospel is outlined in the scriptures, and which Paul preached, states that a Christian can even believe in vain. Quote, "Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel I preached to you, which also you received, in which you stand, by which you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain," unquote. That's 1 Corinthians 15:1-2 from the New King James Version. Clearly then, there are conditions related to salvation attached to the real gospel of grace. It is definitely possible for a real Christian to believe in vain, according to the Word of God. This also makes the following Spurgeon quote wrong, since the Apostle Paul did not preach as Spurgeon represents him. Spurgeon taught this, quote, "The old truth that Calvin preached, that Augustine preached, that Paul preached, is the truth that I must preach today, or else be false to my conscience and my God," unquote. 3. Charles Haddon Spurgeon was so convinced about the Calvinistic view of falling away that he strangely concluded that the Bible was a lie and he himself will be an infidel if he at any time came to believe that even one saint of God has ever fallen finally. Listen to his twisted logic. Quote, "If one dear saint of God had perished, so might all. If one of the covenant ones be lost, so might all. And then there is no gospel promise true. But the Bible is a lie, and there is nothing in it worth my acceptance. I will be an infidel at once when I can believe that a saint of God can ever fall finally," unquote. Of course, the Bible is not a lie, but instead the proven word of the living God.